Looking for your next favorite podcast? Start here.
Obviously, everyone knows Busy as a Beaver or Busy as a Bee. Those are really common. A really common one is Busier Than a One-Legged Man in an Ass-Kicking Contest. Because how are you going to do that, right?
Dr. Scott, let me ask you this. If you are grouchy and you've had a bad day and you express that to some strangers, okay, does that make you a psychopath?
No.
Especially for working moms, it's this question of never really knowing if you've made the right choice, or always kind of walking that line of not being able to see into the future. And this goes for so many things with parenting and mothering, right? You make decisions now, not really understanding the full impact.
Today, samples from Away with Words, the Ron Burgundy podcast, and Soul Work for Moms. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe even help you find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here email blast at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us at Apple Podcasts. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. Now, with special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Wiser Advisors, Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and writing, research, and curation support from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. Language shapes who we are and how we interact every day. And when it comes to words we use to communicate, we all have different words that we prefer and words that we avoid. That's what makes language so special. And that's what author Martha Barnett and linguist Gary Barrett thought when they created the public radio show Away with Words way back in 1998. Well, now in the lively, upbeat radio show turned podcast, Martha and Grant examine language through history, culture, and family. Each week, they talk with callers about slang, old sayings, new words, grammar, word origins, regional dialects, family expressions, and speaking and writing well. Heard by more than 500,000 listeners across the world, Away with Words is both a linguistic and entertainment institution. You can join them each week as they settle language disputes, play word quizzes, discuss language news and controversies, and have a great time playing with our complex and beautiful system of language. And just to give you a taste of Away with Words, take a listen to this sample from the episode titled One-Armed Paper Hanger. In it, they talk about the emotional power of handwriting versus typing being taught in schools, and the many phrases in English language that involve animals. Now, in this clip, Grant and Martha discuss the titular phrase, busier than a one-armed paper hanger.
Hello, you have Away with Words.
Hi, this is Jocelyn calling from Richmond, Virginia.
Hi, Jocelyn, welcome.
What's up? What can we do for you?
Thank you. I was calling in about busier than a one-armed paper hanger.
Busier than a one-armed paper hanger. Where did you run across that?
Well, my lovely mother, who just had a birthday at the end of December, she has said it since I was a child.
Uh-huh.
And it means very busy, right?
It means, obviously, yeah, very busy. But I have always wondered what the heck, you know, inspired her to say that. Where'd she get it? And she didn't really say, but...
Well, the interesting thing is, the first use that we know of a phrase that is just about exactly the same is by the short story writer O. Henry. If you remember, he wrote The Gift of the Magi, which most people know. In one of his 1908 stories, he writes the phrase as busy as a one-armed man with the nettle rash pasting on wallpaper. And the nettle rash, if you've ever gotten a rash from nettles, it is something to behold. And a lot of the early uses of this term talk about a paper hanger with hives, with the itch, with the crabs, you know, body lice, or the seven-year itch. So a lot of them, it's not just that they've got one arm, and it's not just that they're doing a two-arm task. It's also that they're trying to itch in unspeakable places.
They're scratching
away,
they're trying to scratch in unspeakable
places.
That's so crazy.
Which would be pretty busy.
Yeah, it would be very busy. Yeah. And now there are a ton of these in English. Obviously, everyone knows busy as a beaver or busy as a bee. Those are really common. A really common one is busier than a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest. Because how are you going to do that, right? You got to have a heck of a vertical leap with one leg to pull that one off. And then some of the older ones are kind of a mystery to the modern mind, at least to mine. Busier than flies in a tar pit or a bee in a tar bucket. You ever heard of those, Jocelyn?
No, because I can't imagine bees would enjoy tar.
Yeah, but. I don't know what it is. I think they might think it's water, and so they get stuck trying to get water.
Oh, and then they're really trying to
escape. Busier than a bee on a buzzsaw. I like that one for the sound of it.
Ooh.
That's nice, right?
Oh, yeah.
Martha and I talked about busier than a cranberry merchant on the show a while back, and that's just about, you know, those weeks before Thanksgiving when they've got to get all those cranberries shipped mm-hmm. to the people who are expecting to go with their turkey.
I also like busier than a one-eyed cat watching three mice holes.
how about this one? Busier than a pickpocket in a nudist camp, which I don't think you're busy at all.
No.
And actually, a few of these are the opposite. They mean that you're not busy. There's some busy as a hen with one chick, meaning that you're fussy over little things and not really busy at all, or busy as a puppy, meaning you're not really doing anything and you have no responsibilities at all, or as busy as a hibernating bear, right? So a few of them flip it. They're about being not busy at all rather than being very busy.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
By the way, I want to leave you with one last busier than, because I know people are thinking of it, and I'm going to use the polite radio version of it. It's busier than a cat in a litter box. There's an impolite version of that, busier than a cat burying his business in the litter box, I guess.
Oh, I've heard a version of it that has to do with a cat on a marble floor, trying to cover it up
mm-hmm. yep.
and having trouble. So there are lots of different versions of this, Jocelyn.
Anyway, yeah, so your version, busier than a one-armed paper hanger, goes back to, as far as we know, to O. Henry, the short story writer in 1908.
Oh, my God, that's great. My mom's a librarian historian, so she will love that.
Thank you so much for your call. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much. I had a great time.
Oh, take care.
Thanks, Jocelyn.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
A clip from Away With Words from Wayward Inc. Debunk the history behind some of the language we use every day on Away With Words. Available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. You know him as the Anchorman, or maybe even the Anchorman 2 if you're young enough. Ron Burgundy, the charismatic San Diego news personality, has ditched the silver screen for a newer, fresher medium. In the Ron Burgundy podcast, Will Ferrell reprises his role as the famous fictional Anchorman as he brings on famous guests to discuss the episode's theme. No matter what that important topic is, Ron and his guests will do their best to stay on track as they chat, but in classic Ron Burgundy fashion, these conversations tend to go off the rails, and you'll find out things about people that you never wanted to know. In season one, Ron addresses important issues like bullying and the mind-expanding nature of meditation, and then attempts to ultimately answer the question, seriously, what is a podcast? Here's a clip from the first episode of the Ron Burgundy podcast titled True Crime. In the episode, Ron takes a stab at the most popular genre of the newly chosen medium, the True Crime podcast. The tales he unfolds and his interview with a criminal psychologist are positively bone-chilling. Take a listen.
We have been cast upon the rocks. Let's see if we can't get this ship back into deep water.
Sure.
Dr. Scott, let me ask you this. If you are grouchy and you've had a bad day and you express that to some strangers, okay, does that make you a psychopath?
No.
Okay.
No, absolutely not.
I mean, let's get a scope on a psychopath just to check some boxes. What is actually a psychopath?
Well, it's a term that gets a lot of there's a crossover with another term called a sociopath. Mm-hmm. The way we look at it in the big book of diagnosis, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual.
I have that book.
Yes, it's fascinating. Mm-hmm. And there are criteria for people.
It's by my nightstand.
That's some heavy mm-hmm. reading mm-hmm. for night.
Mm-hmm. I'm just starting to read it.
Okay.
Full disclosure.
Okay. Those two things would fall under what we call antisocial personality disorder, and it's a constellation of behaviors and thought patterns in an individual that really show a callous disregard and lack of empathy for other human beings. And these individuals may involve themselves in criminal activities. Mm-hmm. There's actually a frighteningly high level of in the community and the general population of antisocial personality disorder individuals, but some of them are quite successful. Fortune 500 companies actually look for many of the qualities of antisocial people to put into very high positions because they will take chances making decisions that you or I wouldn't want to take risks making.
So
say someone, you're late for work twice in a row and someone takes their mug of coffee and when you turn around after apologizing, throws it at the back of your head, scalding your skin so you have to wear a weave and a wig for 6 months at your sister's wedding and you're a bridesmaid. I mean, this is a hypothetical that I would
it's like. It's an absolute hypothetical.
Okay. Without.
And it was a one-time thing.
Hypothetically, right. Okay.
Because the hypothetical person in question didn't sleep for 3 days.
Well, that actually is very interesting. You're bringing in an additional factor because at the first part of the story, I would have said that, you know,
And the person was hungry too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there are people who have extremely impulsive personalities and maybe a lack of ability to regulate their internal experience of emotions. So okay. Those people tend to act out more, but they're not
a psychopath.
No, but I would say that
Dr. Scott.
But what I'm concerned about is someone
Nick,
not.
Nick, do you hear that in the booth? Yeah.
Maybe they just have to say I'm sorry sometimes.
Sometimes maybe they will.
Emotional reparation can be very helpful in a work situation to help.
But you know. I bet a lot of those Fortune 500 company guys don't ever say sorry.
I doubt that they would.
Yeah.
Well, they're in a different league than I would say.
What if you were leaning out a window and you dropped a watermelon on your producer's car?
Yeah, what if that happened?
Well, that's a very
different... And you were doing it just for fun. It wasn't calculated. Is that a psychopath?
That's giving me a lot more concern because that's intent, right? That's someone who intended to cause harm or harassment to another individual.
And what if that person didn't pay for the car's repair?
And will never pay for that car's repair.
The person who dropped the watermelon?
Yes.
Correct. Okay.
Well, that shows sort of a callous disregard for responsibility, and I'd be concerned about
that. I disagree.
Especially if they're in a power of position.
I disagree, Scott.
A sample of the Ron Burgundy podcast from iHeartRadio. Listen as the anchorman makes his transition to podcast host with the Ron Burgundy podcast, now on the WVXU Podcast Central Library. Being a mother is one of the toughest jobs a person could have. It's rewarding but exhausting, fun but a lot of work. If you're a mom, here's a podcast that can help lessen your burden, if only by a bit. It's called So Work for Moms, and it's this week's local podcast feature. Started by Cincinnati mother Michelle Duncan Wilson, So Work for Moms is a podcast designed to help moms grow stronger together. With interviews and real stories from moms, as well as expert guests who share tips for self-reflection, healing, and growth, there's something for everyone to help you navigate the bumpy road of motherhood. If you've ever felt that mothering has given you more than you can handle, check out Soul Work for Moms. In this sample we picked from Soul Work for Moms, the episode's called Working Mom Guilt and Transitioning Back to Work. In the clip features Caitlin Denning, who's a full-time working mom of two and a life coach who mentors new moms returning to work. Michelle and Caitlin discuss all things affecting working mothers and how to find your identity and juggle all your responsibilities in the months after maternity leave.
I remember before I had my kids and I would see other parents and I would think about maybe what would it be like if I have kids. And I never actually thought that I would have children before having kids. But when I did think about it, I just kind of imagined that it would be like, I'm living my same life and I've got this cute little baby in tow with me, or I've got this little toddler that comes with me and I'm still going to do all the same things that I do, except now I just need to put an extra plate on the table and fill with food, right? You just think that you don't imagine all the things that you're going to have to juggle all of those responsibilities. And that, like you had mentioned, that there are some things that we're going to have to take off of our plate and maybe even mourn those. And that can be really hard if you're not preparing for that.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like I definitely went through a grieving process and was angry at times for all of the things that I felt like I was letting go of, but I didn't realize that that was what I was doing.
So let's jump into mom guilt. I would love to talk about why you think that this is something that we struggle with so much as moms.
I think it's, especially for working moms, it's this question of never really knowing if you've made the right choice, or always kind of walking that line of not being able to see into the future. And this goes for so many things with parenting and mothering, right? You make decisions now, not really understanding the full impact. And, you know, I know for me, I do wonder and question, you know, what will my kids look back and think or remember? And will I really be missing the best moments? And am I making the right choice? And then I read articles about that they're only young once. You hear that so many times, right?
Yeah, oh
and,
my gosh.
Yeah. And it's true. They are only young once and it does go by fast. But I think for me, one of the hardest exercises that I ever did when I was really thinking about working versus staying home. And I will say that I left on maternity leave without a question, knowing that I would go back to work. I really did not anticipate ever feeling the pull to stay home. I've always been very career driven. That's always been a huge part of my identity. I love working. I love being busy. I love problem solving. And so it wasn't a question. And actually, I was looking forward to going back to work after my son. I felt like going back, I would step back into who I was. I would snap out of this, I don't know who this Caitlin is, for these last 12 weeks as I've transitioned into being a mom, and work will help me figure that out. And, you know, it was several months in when I realized I was even more confused than before. I think one of the hardest things that I did was sit down and for me, I had to write it out, asking myself, you know, what's the why? Why am I working? Why do I feel this drive to return to work? And, you know, you ask yourself why, and you say an answer, and then you ask why to that answer, and just continue to dive really deep into what your why is. So, you know, for some people, they maybe don't love their job. I certainly know moms that, you know, aren't over the moon for the work that they do, but for them, it's about financial stability, or it's about the health insurance or the benefits that their job provides to their family. And so if that's their why, I think pausing to remember how huge that is, you know, and what a luxury that is, or what you're providing for your family. And, you know, for me, it's about having purpose and meaning and feeling like I'm contributing. I have a lot of skills and talent to offer, and I feel like I need to be contributing outside the home. And so for me, that's my why. I feel like I am a better mom because I have that outlet. And I also am a more present mom now when I am actually with my kids. And so, you know, there's a whole lot of other things I can talk about in terms of the support that I have and the childcare and the outsourcing that makes some of those things possible. But I think ultimately it comes down to really, really knowing why I do what I do.
A sample from our local Cincinnati podcast, Soul Work for Moms, with Michelle Duncan Wilson. Grow to be a better mother and a better individual with the help of Soul Work for Moms. Available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. To the charts we go, our usual and customary peek at the Apple Podcast charts to see what's hot around the podcast country by iTunescharts.net. Well, as we highlighted a couple of weeks ago, three new podcasts debuted and instantly took the charts by storm. Well, that dominance continues now into March. Topping the charts are Wondery's Over My Dead Body, about a law professor found dead in 2014, and What His Ex-Wife Knew. Then there's Throughline, NPR's look at the history we may not remember. And of course, as we featured in this week's Start Here, the podcast that continues at number one, the Ron Burgundy Podcast. And they're all dominating the Apple Podcast charts. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more information about podcasts we like, check out Podcast Central at WVXU.org. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@WVXU.org or call us at 513-294-8030, and we'll add your voice to ours. For now, I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.